Good morning. Today we are going to talk about one of the two mitzvahs, mid'oraisa, that we have on Erev Yom Kippur. Not Yom Kippur itself, but Erev Yom Kippur, the day before Yom Kippur. The one we're going to discuss, Amir Tashem, today is the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, which means adding on to Yom Kippur, starting a little bit earlier, ending a little bit later. And then Amir Tashem, next time we will talk about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, this is less known than the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. I think that's because Tosefes Shabbos comes every week and Tosefes Yom Kippur only comes once a year. But in fact, we learn the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos from the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. The poskim are of the view that the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur is a mitzvah mideoraisa. When it comes to the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos at the beginning and at the end, that's a machlokas. The majority view is that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is also a deoraisa, but there is a prominent minority view that it is a mitzvah midirabanan. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, like on the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is a machlokas, how much longer do you have to start? How much earlier did you have to start the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos before and after? How much do you have to add on? Is it a couple minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, etc., longer? So that is an important machlokas. We'll just assume that it's a few minutes before, a few minutes after, keep it a little bit longer at the end. So what's the mitzvah? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, in Orach Chaim, Tuf Reish Ches, Ochlim Umafsikim Kodem Bein Hashmasos. You should eat during the day, but you should stop, cease and desist eating before Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is a twilight. It's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. It's the time period. What's accepted is between sunset, which is Shkia, and Seisa Chachavim when it's night. So Bein Hashmashos, between those two time periods, that is what we would call dusk. That you have to stop eating before that. In other words, you have to stop eating before Shkia, before sunset. Shitzarek lahosiv mechol al hakodesh. You have to add on from the chol, which is the day before Yom Kippur, onto the kodesh, which is Yom Kippur. So you have to add on. That is how we are going to explain. At least that's the reality of when we add on is to start before Shkia. Now, the Achronim add on that it's not only like the language of the Shulchan Aruch that you have to stop eating and drinking, but the other Inuyim as well, the other afflictions that we have on Yom Kippur, add on Erev Yom Kippur as well. That's the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So, for example, not washing, not anointing, etc., taking off the leather shoes, that all has to be done before Shkia, at least a number of minutes, a few minutes before Shkia at a minimum. So there are a number of Achronim that say that it's not enough to simply cease and desist, to stop eating, drinking, anointing, etc. But in fact, the mitzvah is to actively, verbally take on the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, to accept upon oneself the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So what I do every Erev Shabbos before Shkia, a little bit before Shkia, before sunset, is to say I accept upon myself Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We would do the same thing, according to a number of poskim, on Erev Yom Kippur, actively and verbally accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So we would say, I accept upon myself now Yom Kippur in order to do the mitzvah, of Tosefes Yom Kippur, a number of minutes before Shkia. And indeed, that fulfills a mitzvah midoraisa. It's as easy as that, a mitzvah midoraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Now, there are a number of Rishonim that it's not enough to simply not do those Inuyim, although there are some who say that it is sufficient to simply not do the Inuyim, the afflictions, not eat and drink. But indeed, we should, according to many poskim, actively accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Just another important point, says the Mishnah Berurah, as follows in Sima Tuf Reish Yud Tes, Sif Katan Dalet, that when you say Shechianu, that is another way of accepting upon oneself the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Accordingly, that's very relevant for women who are saying the Bracha on the Hadlakas Neiros of Yom Kippur, and they say the Shechianu. They indeed, because when you say the Shechianu, you're accepting upon yourself the Yom Kippur. Accordingly, the leather shoes need to be removed before the Hadlaka, before lighting. And a similar concept when it comes to the men, before they accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, when they before they accept upon themselves, before they start Yom Kippur, by starting the Tosefes Yom Kippur, being Mekayim, fulfilling, accepting the Tosefes Yom Kippur, they should put on their Talesim. If they put on Talesim, if they're married, they should put on the Talesim indeed in advance of accepting upon themselves the Tosefes Yom Kippur, before accepting upon themselves Yom Kippur. So again, this is one of the, if not the easiest mitzvah to be Mekayim, but it's hard to remember. So we have to remember, accept upon ourselves, the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur actively before Shkia a number of minutes. Have a wonderful day.